A motorcyclist is fighting for life in hospital after a crash in Maroochydore last night. Emergency services were called to Maroochydore Road just after 10 p.m. The male rider was transported to Sunshine Coast University Hospital in a life-threatening condition with pelvic and chest injuries. It comes after a 75-year-old male motorbike rider from Banksia Beach died in a crash north of Woodford yesterday. The state's police minister says the government is delivering on its election promise to make Queensland safer. It comes with the announcement of a new police beat for Nambour, which is set to become operational by the end of the year. The new facility on Lowe Street will provide a high visibility policing presence within the CBD and be staffed 24 hours a day.
One dedicated police officer, like we see in a country town, who will get to know all the businesses, all the locals, and he'll be that point of contact.
Minister Dan Purdy there. Family, friends and members of the local soccer community will farewell Finlay Bone this afternoon. The 21-year-old tragically died last week after being struck by lightning while practicing goal kicking at Karoi's Sporting Complex on Mary River Road. Attendees at the service in Noosa have been asked to wear a splash of colour. Also making news, a major refurb of Mapleton's Lily Ponds Park is now finished. The $480,000 upgrade includes a new accessible public amenity block and a new multi-use half court for basketball, netball and pickleball court. Well, with the state set to experience another warm weekend, Surf Life Saving Queensland is urging beachgoers to prioritise safety as lifeguards continue to see elevated incident numbers early in the summer patrol season. Just last weekend, there were 8 rescues performed on the Sunshine Coast. And Mooloolaba's Bella Venezia is celebrating after winning titles for Best Italian Cuisine, Best Luxury Beachside Restaurant and Best Fine Dining Cuisine in Australia and Oceania at the recent World Luxury Restaurant Awards in Singapore.